Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong. It was only yesterday I was having a deadly yarn with Jason Joinby. Big shout out, Double J. Him and his lovely lady, Bernie, who are the founders and organisers for the Gordonville Indigenous Rugby League Carnival. And we just had that last weekend. Fantastic. 24 teams. And look, we're going to catch up with one of the players who stems from Newcastle and came all the way up here to play in the carnival. And that's Jacob Briggs. We've got Jacob on the line. Jacob, good morning, brother. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. How are you going? Good. Good to have you.
Yeah, brother. Thanks for coming. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob. Where are you from, Jacob?
Yeah, my name is Jacob Briggs, Kamilaroi tribe, way down in New South Wales in Newcastle.
Yes.
And, yeah, we play for Newcastle All Blacks in the Koori Knockout every year, New South Wales Knockout.
Okay, brother. So you play for the Newcastle All Blacks side in the Koori Knockout. Was this your first time playing up here in Gordonville at the Gordonville Indigenous Rugby League Carnival? How'd you find it, brother?
Yep.
How'd you find it?
Yeah, very tough. Yeah, it was good. Very tough. Different kind of footy.
Sure.
Yeah, very tough. But they were hot out here.
Hot. Yeah, you'd feel the heat come from Newcastle, my brother.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that. Yeah. But when you look at it, us black fellas know how to throw the pigskin around, don't we?
Yeah. There's some big boys running around, and a lot of skill and a lot of talent on the show. Yeah.
Now, when does the Koori Knockout happen? That happened about a month ago, didn't it?
Yeah, that Koori Knockout, so that's on every October long weekend.
Okay, rightio. So how'd you go in that competition, Newcastle side?
Oh, this year we lost to La Perouse 13-4 by field goal.
Oh, was that a grand final? You made the grand final?
No. I was round two, round three.
Okay.
And up here
in Gordonville, you played for United Warriors. Was that a Newcastle side, or was it a team that you got introduced to?
No, we made a few boys up here, like Gabe and Yazza, Stephen, and also Stephen Kavanagh. So we made a few boys up this way. And,
okay. Yeah, so they invited you to come along and play with them, mate?
Yeah, invited us up to play up here, yeah.
And what position you play, Jacob?
I'm playing forwards these days, yeah, getting a bit big this day, so I play to grow lock, yeah.
Pregnant rice bubble.
Yeah, I was a 5'8", yeah.
Yeah, too deadly, my brother. And the competition was up here, and United Warriors didn't make the finals. I believe it was Coastal who took out the championship. Coastal Bullers.
Sure made top eight, yeah.
Top eight, quarterfinal. Okay, fantastic. And running away with the competition was Coastal Bullers, who defeated Arab United in the grand final. Did you stay back and watch the finals?
Oh, no, we left after we lost.
Yeah, sure. Well, we're talking about a long weekend, brother, and we're talking about three days of football. And look, a lot of wear and tear. The body, you know, we ain't getting any younger. And, of course, you got that travel all the way back to Newcastle. Are you back home now, brother?
Yeah, back home now, yeah. And I know it's taking time, every game. Yeah. It's like similar to Koori Knockout. You play like five or six games to win the whole thing. So, yeah, pretty much similar to Koori Knockout. But, it takes a toll. Especially in the last couple of games, start feeling it.
It does, brother. Yeah, it does. And do you play in a local competition in Newcastle?
Yeah, we play in a local competition in Newcastle.
And how many teams in the comp there, brother?
Eight teams.
Yeah. Okay. And who's the team you play for in Newcastle, Jacob?
Macquarie Scorpions.
Scorpions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's their colours?
FCR green and yellow.
A green and yellow. Light green, dark green?
Dark green, yeah.
Dark green, similar to what, Australian Kangaroos?
Yeah, Kangaroos, yeah.
Yeah, gotcha, brother, exactly. And so what about the when you're playing in that competition, you all got to be like sort of feeder club for Newcastle Knights, yes?
Yeah, it is sort of the free club based for Newcastle Knights for some. Look, they used to take a lot of players, juniors go through, they play third grade, some go out to play first grade. But, strong competition in New South Wales and Newcastle.
Sure.
Yeah, really strong.
Well, it's a great opportunity, a great platform for young high school kids who are playing in a local comp. And if they've got the skills and the talent, of course, Newcastle Knights be looking at them.
Yeah, there's always scouts there watching the teams play in the competition and also cities down the road.
Yeah, sure.
Watch the teams play every week. So.
Exactly.
Yeah, pretty good.
Well, up here in Far North Queensland, even at Gordonville suburbs, as part of the Cairns Rugby League Carnival up here. But, of course, Cowboys, just down the road, Townsville, they watch all our games. So similar, brother.
Well, the look at Gordonville, I just wish there was talent scouts. I don't know if there was talent scouts there, but managers and scouts should get out there because there's a lot of talent. Yeah, definitely.
Exactly. Hey, Jacob, good talking with you, my brother. Congratulations. Big shout out to the mob down there at Newcastle. Lovely to have you up here, and be great to see you back here at the Gordonville Digital Rugby League Carnival once again, my brother.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Me and my brother's back next year. We've got more boys there.
Yeah, too deadly. All right, you take care, brother. All the best, Cuss.
Yeah, take care.
Bye-bye. Deadly yarn there. Jacob Briggs, his name. He played for United Warriors at the recent Gordonville Digital Rugby League Carnival. Unfortunately, got knocked out in the quarterfinals. And in that competition, Coastal Bullers ended up becoming the winner. $30,000 they picked up. And the runners-up, who they played in the grand final, was the Arab United Yellow Team, who walked away with $10,000. And Jacob just calling just to talk about the carnival that he played in, and they're fantastic, all the way from Newcastle. That just shows the love of the game. We'll travel all the way from Newcastle to Gordonville in Far North Queensland to play in the hot climate up here in Rugby League. So fantastic. Congratulations there, brother. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? We're live here at the First Station Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. National Talk Black, yarn up strong, you mob. Too deadly.
I'm a long way away from my country. It's a long time since I've reappeared. It's a feeling I feel when you're close on the wheel, and I'm missing the touch of your hand. It's no good, this feeling of sorrow. Just go out and face it alone. And I'm waiting tonight, watching the night, and I'm thinking of just going off your burdened illusions. Shake off your dreams that weigh down. You can follow your dreams, but it's not like it seems, 'cause your heart will just turn you around. You can follow, but it's not like it seems, 'cause your heart will just turn you around.
National Talk Black. my sin to pride, emancipate mental slavery. And they said we were failing time. Showed them up, we stood the test of time. Time, I blame it on time, but regained it on time. So I claim it on time. Put soul in this image. This is music for the free spirit. Inspiration for those who really need it. Not those who listen, but those who really feel it.
Songs of our time, teachers of our story.
Let it be written in the maze. The survival of a culture is the reason that we made it. Yeah.
Spirit ties, keepers of our story.
And the show will go on. Worshipers.
Keep it all that story. We have survived, hitting in our time, carrying that pride, raise your flag high. We have survived.
National Talk Black.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20, Trev Murray from Nakari. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Have you saying yarn up strong, you mob, to Delhi. Now, Target Australia unveils new bespoke design for its deadly stores across Australia. Design is the latest step in Target's journey towards reconciliation and their commitment to celebrating First Nation culture. Look, with Ellen Catch of a Yarn now with Kevin Bloomfield, Kmart Group's First Nations Program Manager. Kevin's online. Kevin, good morning, brother. How are you?
Nara Maran, good morning. Good, thank you. How are you today?
I'm well, brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, Kev.
Definitely. So my name is Kevin Bloomfield, proud descendant of the Murrumbidgee River people and Lachlan River people of the Wiradjuri Nation. So the Goanna people of the Three Rivers from Western New South Wales.
Good, brother. Good. Big shout out to your mob. Thank you very much. Look, fantastic. The Kmart Group's Target doing really well in this space regarding working towards reconciliation. So the design is the latest step. So tell us about the work that's being done there and the recognition of First Nation people, brother.
Yeah, definitely. So this week we're proud to launch the design Family Tides of Unity, which represents Target's ongoing commitment to reconciliation. And the design was created by youth designers, Indigenous Design Labs out of Cairns, in partnership with Lee Harris and Injuice Designs. So it tells the story of Target's commitment to reconciliation and the pillars that go within that as well, around respect, around unity, and around creating a safe place. But at the heart of it's really about family, and creating that safe space and that place for families, to come and be part of not only a retail business within employment, but also leadership opportunities and partnerships within our communities.
Look, big shout out to Target, Kev, and also Kmart Groups. Well, one, the opening, the launch up here in Cairns, fantastic at the Target building. Two, using Indigenous artists and input up this way, and three, it's great to see like a private company, a private enterprise, work in this space and look, building bridges regarding reconciliation, bro.
Yeah, definitely. So we all come under the West Farmers Reconciliation Action Plan, and those key pillars really indicate what we do and give us the support. Big part of it is around employment and creating those opportunities.
Yes.
And I'm proud to say within Target and the Kmart Group, we're well above parity at just under 5%.
Cool.
But my passion is really about leadership and seeing our people into leadership. So it's about creating those opportunities and pathways similar to mine. So starting off as a 15-year-old junior casual and working right through the business to now a leader within our Indigenous Affairs organisation.
Fantastic. So started with your Huggies on, number 11, Snotty Nose. Here you are, now the First Nation Program Manager, Kmart Groups.
Yeah, so it's about showcasing those pathways.
Yes.
We've created them, so it's about the next generation being able to take that to the next level as well.
Fantastic. What sort of jobs are we talking about here, brother?
Yeah, so we have opportunities for everyone from entry-level employment right up to a career in retail as well. As a business, we look at Certificate 2s and Certificate 4s in Indigenous leadership.
Yes.
So creating those opportunities to be leaders, not only of businesses, but also of our communities.
Mm-hmm.
With that, there's opportunities right across the floor. So 15-year-old casual, working in our back dock, any forms of service. So it's about creating those opportunities. We know may not be a career opportunity for everyone.
Sure, but it's a start, brother.
For entry level employment.
Yes.
Even if it's creating those skills required to as a transition into other employment.
Well, we're talking about getting our mob work ready. You know, you start at the age of 15, and usually they're at school and they've got a job on the side, a bit of cash and a bit of coin. That in itself creates a nice strong platform for the working in the future, brother.
It's about developing those core skills when we're young. So whether that's around communication, dressing for success, punctuality, it's all those things, time management, organisation, those core skills required that you can transition and transferable skills you can take on to any other role.
Fantastic. When you look at Target Australia, you know, Kmart Roots, a big company and got companies, offices all around Australia. Where are you based as a First Nation Program Manager and do you do a lot of travelling? You would, my brother.
Yeah, definitely. So I work remotely, but we have 430 locations within the Kmart group. That's across both our Target and Kmart stores. So within that too, we also have a deadly store network of over 120 stores that are in high Indigenous populated areas.
Good.
Within those stores, we offer our team extra support. So as an absolute foundation, all our team members within the Kmart business do cultural foundation training.
Yes.
So then above that, our leaders then go on to do cultural competency training and then have the opportunities to do cultural immersion within their local areas to understand the local barriers and impacts that our stores and our communities have.
Like I said, once again, hats off to Target Australia. They're operating in the in a great space. They're open-minded. They're learning and progressing and creating pathways for job, for career as well. Look, hats off to Kmart Groups and congratulations, my brother, as First National Program Manager and the work that you've been doing since the age of 15, Kevin Bloomfield. You are too deadly, my brother, leading from the front. And once again, shout out to your deadly team and a great story, brother. It's a great news story.
Yeah, thank you very much. Mundan Guru, thank you to everyone.
Too deadly, brother. We'll talk soon, eh, Cass?
All right, talk soon. Thank you very much.
Bye. Deadly yarn there. Kevin Bloomfield, his name. Kmart Group's First Nations Program Manager. And Target Australia unveils new bespoke design for its deadly stores across Australia. The design is the latest steps in Target's journey towards reconciliation and their commitment to celebrating First Nation culture. And reflecting Target's ongoing commitment to First Nations community engagement, Target Australia have today unveiled a new First Nation design, which is fantastic. And they designed it up here in Cairns. The launch was fantastic. And working with our mob up this way as well. So it's a great news story. And success breeds success, you mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong here. Yarn with the bully one. Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. A one-hour program live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So National Talk Black, yarn up strong, your mob too deadly.
Everybody goes to Kukariana. Love is something that we used to share, but I know something's gonna go put you about it.
to National Talk Black.
Hey, Dylan Dan here. Can I get a ticket to the Mangrove Hotel, please?
T.I. taxi driver going round and round, a giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? T.I. taxi driver going round and round.
Ronnie's parked under the almond tree, eating kai kai from Mary's bakery, waiting for another call to come, just enough time for a sweet cream bun.
Taxi driver going round and round, a giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? TI taxi driver going round and round.
Victor's doing a late pub run, Friday night and everybody's having fun. But he knows he's got to work late and get up in the morning in the taxi by 8.
Wednesday.
in formation, fist in the air as we rep all nations. Black love we trust, black love is us. Till black lives matter, I'ma rep the flag for us. Ancient spirits, gifted with the ancient stories. Let our knowledge guide us, freedom as we sing our story. Raise our pride with glory, celebrate those who came before me. Always was, always will be, can never erase that story.
Always was and always will be. That can't be so, it's within me. We belong to this land. Always was and always will be. That can't be so, it's within me. We belong to this land.
Belong to this land.
Always was.
National Talk Black.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on New Dindi Country for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service, and you can yarn up strong, your mob, with this daily program. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn with Grace Skin, Charles Darwin University Lecturer, Indigenous Knowledges and Education. Talk about First Nations Introduction to University Program supporting regional cohorts for the first time. And we have Grace on the line. Grace, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, who your mob were you from, Grace?
Oh, my name's Grace Skian. I come from the Northern Rivers, so near Byron Bay, inland a little bit, and I've lived in the Territory for about 10 years now. I'm a school teacher, and I'm now based at Charles Darwin University.
Fantastic. And we're talking about First Nations Introduction to University. So we're talking about a program here that's supporting regional cohorts for the first time. So that's Darwin and Catherine, Alice Springs, is that right?
Yeah, and we are looking to expand the program in Nhulunbuy next year, which is really exciting.
Good. So as we're talking about, it could be daunting when our young ones are leaving high school, coming into the big wide world regarding university. It can be daunting. And so it's great to have a platform of welcoming and supporting and helping with their vision, yes?
Absolutely, yeah. And this program's all about giving students the confidence. So when they do get to university, it's not as scary. They know a little bit about what they're doing. And they've got some connection with, you know, some other peers and the lecturers already.
Sure, fantastic. And do we have First Nation lecturers at the table?
We do have a few. We do have also some non-First Nations lecturers as well.
Sure.
It just depends on availability and the subject matter and things like that.
And when we're talking about supporting, are we talking about accommodation, classrooms, labs and all that sort of stuff, eateries, all the above, transport, yes?
Yeah, yeah. So the First Nations Introduction to University program is two-week units.
Mm.
And the students they get their accommodation and travel paid to come to the campuses where it's at. And so the most recent one is in Catherine, and we've run one in Alice Springs, and we also have them in Darwin. And like I said, we're looking to expand to Nhulunbuy. And so their travel is paid and accommodation if they don't live in the area, and food as well while they're here for the two-week block.
Fantastic. And when we're talking about second, third year students, Indigenous students, are they in support as well? Are they at the table?
Second and third year in their degrees,
yeah.
We'll get access to tutors and mentors at the university. The program that I'm talking about is actually an introduction to university program. So it's like a pre-program before they start their degree.
Okay, right.
And
giving
students the skills and confidence to start a degree.
And is there a space there for the second and third students to come and support the introductory of the First Nations students?
Yeah, there are peer support programs where they can come and actually assist the students. We haven't had a huge uptake of that, to be honest, but it is something we would like to see in future. I think once more students get into the program and start studying, then we'll have more people in future years to actually peer support the other students coming in.
Fantastic. When we talk about the First Nations new students, cohorts, are we talking all subjects, all topics, all industries?
So for this program, the introduction program, we have students from education, from STEM, from engineering and business coming in. And then Law has its own program as well. So this is for the pre-ed program for First Nations students, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. How long have you been in your role at Charles Darwin University as Director of Indigenous Knowledges and Education?
I've been in this role for a bit over a year now.
Enjoying the role? Enjoying the journey?
Oh, absolutely love it. It's flexible and it's the university is very supportive when it comes to working with First Nations students. So I think it's a great place.
Fantastic. Well, as I always say, we need more black success in this country, and not only on the football field. So it's great for our students to get educated and go for that tertiary education, so to speak. And look, success breeds success. It just creates a pathway, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And for these students, it's about building their confidence and letting them know they can do it. And there is a place for them at university if they want to be there. And realising that it's not just for non-Indigenous people, that they absolutely can do it if they want to.
Yes.
And this program is about building the cohort. And it's really great because mob come from all over the NT and they meet mob from everywhere else. And
that's right.
They get to know each other and support each other and they build, you know, those friendships that carry them through the degree.
Yeah, Grace, look, fantastic. Thank you very much for sharing. And a big shout out to Charles Darwin University, all the team there and the work that you guys are doing. And good luck with our deadly students getting educated. Grace, thank you for your time. All the best. You have a great day, sister.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.
A deadly yarn there, that's Grace Skeehan. Her name is Charles Darwin University Lecturer, Indigenous Knowledges and Education. And we're talking about First Nations introductory to university programs supporting regional cohorts for the first time. And aspiring First Nation educators in regional areas can now access Charles Darwin University CDU introductory to university program with a successful course offered for the first time in Katherine and Alice Springs, as well as Darwin. Fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. We're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country as BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, your mob. National Talk Black. Too deadly.
Learn from my people. Learn from my people. The sun, the ocean possessed my soul, and the land made me one. The culture was the song my ancestors sung. Left footprints with the dust of the path I came from. Me plan become strong Long Island man, strike like Bunnypan. I'm a warrior. We've been grown up with unblong hunters of the village. Then we became the voice. One blood hidden image. My heartbeat belongs to the rhythm of our dance. Stories echoes through the shores of my soul like our chant. So the stories I shall dance with our culture and land. So them people can understand when I'm an island man. This is where I come from, this is who I am. Identities of many seas flowing in one man. Like the tide forming breeze, my people shall rise with me. And my brothers always said it was destiny. Ay, kissing up on a pie, nine, 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 nine,
fight the drums from the east, strike a dance from the west. Torres Strait Islands, I shall represent. Son of a man, raised by island kings, born to Malu warriors, my culture flows within. The heart of my people, you plum must believe. Like my brothers always say, it is destiny.
Ay, kisi na panga pa inay na ngay ngay. Inangaw mabay ka ka inay na ngay keda. Ay, kisi na panga pa inay na ngay ngay. Inangaw mabay ka ka inay na ngay keda. Ay, kisi na panga pa inay na ngay ngay. Inangaw mabay ka ka inay na ngay keda. Ay, kisi na panga pa inay na ngay ngay. Inangaw mabay ka ka inay na ngay keda. Ay, kisi na panga pa inay na ngay ngay. Inangaw mabay ka ka inay na ngay keda. Singa panga pa inay na ngay ngay. Inangaw mabay ka ka inay na ngay keda.
Love for my people.